Since 1978, one Eastern Washington county has outproduced all the other wheat-growing counties in the U.S. But what to do with all the leftover straw? Correspondent Courtney Flatt explains a group of students at Washington State University has found a way to provide power from farmer scraps.
Wheat straw is the extra stuff that's left over after harvest, and it's not very useful. Farmers usually till it into the soil or burn it, something clean air advocates aren't too happy about. In eastern Washington's Whitman County, farmers grow an average of 650 million pounds of wheat straw each year, and nobody wants it.
That's a large amount of wheat straw.
That's Washington State University professor Jacob Leachman. He asked Palouse farmers,
what's your wasted sources of biomass on the farm? I mean, what really can't you do anything with? And he said wheat straw, undoubtedly.
So a group of five Washington State University students decided to turn this resource into power. They came up with an intricate process that breaks the wheat straw down into basic elements. And with these elements, they say they could cut down on Pullman's natural gas usage, power about 1,000 homes per year, and fuel the city's 18 buses and the university's work vehicles. Mechanical engineering student Jacob Baer says all that only uses 14% of wheat straw in the county. He says that's a lot of bang for Pullman's buck.
If you can save money with doing something in a more renewable way, then why not do it? This is a very renewable energy source. You know, it's just straw.
Near the end of the project, Baer discovered the student system was producing much more hydrogen than they needed. So students devised a plan that could turn some of that hydrogen back into fertilizer. The students took second place in an international competition. Leachman says faculty members will now try to implement their design. He has high hopes for wheat straw's efficiency. And he says farmers are interested in the prospects too. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland, Washington.